Next on Gospel of Life, some cutting-edge resources for raising up young pro-life leaders. Hello, I'm Father Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. As usual, we're joined by Janet Moran, our Associate Director. And today we're joined by a good friend from Dallas, the Executive Director of the Catholic Pro-Life Committee there, Karen Garnett. Karen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Father. Hi,
welcome,
Janet.
Karen.
Good to be with you both. And we brought you on today so that you can talk about some of the things that your committee is doing in Dallas. In many ways, it is an example for the whole country. You work for the Catholic Diocese of Dallas, and for those who are not familiar with the diocese, it's a geographical area for the Catholic Church comprised of a certain number of parishes, and in your case it covers Dallas and some of the surrounding counties. What we want to talk about is the model program that you have, especially for training youth in pro-life leadership. And as you know, and as you also see, Janet, across the country, young people are getting more and more involved in this movement.
They are. They really are.
And it's because they know that they're survivors.
Yeah.
Tell us what you do.
Well, basically, we have 9 ministries here at the Catholic Pro-Life Committee. We're under what we call a 5-point plan of prayer, education, public witness, civic action, and supportive services. And from that 5-point plan, we have 9 programs or ministries. And in education, particularly talking about youth today, we have our Speakers Bureau, which goes, we have speakers, volunteers who go into the schools to give talks about life issues and abortion, fetal development, to really train the young people in our schools and in our religious education programs. And we also have Spanish Ministry, which delivers our message in the Spanish language because we have a very high population of Spanish speaking in our area. And we also have Youth for Life. And Youth for Life is a peer-based ministry where we're really trying to involve youth in defending life and doing peer-to-peer, team-to-team, reaching the people of their own age with the message. And there's a lot of energy with that. It's actually what it is. It's a pro-life youth ministry mm-hmm. within the Diocese of Dallas. And it's headed up by, it started back in 1999. Our committee actually started in 1993, so we've been in existence for 15 years. But Youth for Life started in 1997 when a very, very passionately pro-life youth minister from a local church wanted to start the Youth for Life program within Catholic Pro-Life Committee. And so she became the first pro-life Youth for Life director. Mm-hmm. And what she did was she formed the first Youth for Life team. And they gave presentations, peer-to-peer presentations, similar to what Speakers Bureau do in the schools. And they also took groups to the March for Life in Washington, D.C. or in Austin, Texas. One of her team members back then was Jacqueline Smith. The founder of Youth for Life in Dallas was Tammy Amison. And one of her team members in high school was Jacqueline Smith. She went to Bishop Lynch High School and was on the team and just very passionate herself. Her parents actually were advised to abort her. So she is she is quite the survivor.
Right.
So Jacqueline was involved at the high school level. And then when Tammy moved on when she was having children, Jacqueline actually became Youth for Life director when she was in college at the University of Dallas. And she has really built this program over the last 6 or 7 years since she graduated from college. And now she's married with a young child and she heads up Youth for Life. One of the things that she's done, which is wonderful, is to train our young people in sidewalk counseling. One of the things that we do here in Dallas, which is kind of unique, is that it's our goal. There are 100 killing hours a week in front of the 6 abortion centers in Dallas. And it's our goal that there's 100% coverage of a Christian to be there to offer help and hope to the mothers who are coming and alternatives and help them choose life every hour that killing takes place.
Yes.
So
yes.
100% coverage. And in order to do that here in Dallas, we do not have enough volunteers to cover those 100 hours in front of those 6 abortion centers. So what's unique about us is that we have staff. We have paid missionary sidewalk counselors who work. That's their job every week. And some of them work 20 hours a week. Most of them work around 20 hours a week because it's so demanding to work in sidewalk counseling in front of these abortion chambers.
This idea of being there at all times is critical because when people are there, First of all, those who are coming, not because of freedom of choice, but because they feel they have no freedom and no choice, see that there is a reason for hope. See that somebody is offering assistance. We're not there to harass them. We're there to help them. We're not there to take their rights away. We're there to take their despair away, which is a perspective that many people don't have about this movement. But we, as we've seen, people are turned around just by the presence of people at those places.
Yeah. So now, how do the youth fit into this sidewalk counseling?
Well, it's really a beautiful thing because there was a young lady, a teenager here in Dallas, actually when she was 9 years old, her mother was a parish pro-life coordinator. We have parish coordination ministry, and it's where we work with church coordinators at each of the parishes to deliver the message at the grassroots level and the parish level. And her name is Maria Graham, and as a 9-year-old, she accompanied her mother to some of our first parish pro-life coordinator meetings and just was taking it all in. And at 13, she's very mature, but at 13 years old, she asked her mother if she could start coming out to the abortion centers and observe Fond du Lac, who was our sidewalk counseling director at the time. So Maria Graham started coming out at the age of 13, and by the time she was 16, she was ready, and we hired her to be one of our summer interns, because we do have, in Dallas, we have a summer intern training program for sidewalk counseling for mature high school and college students. And so Maria, because of her involvement, we kind of saw that, you know, the young people really can do this. They really can sidewalk counsel, and there are those who have passion and want to, because there's so many mothers and grandmothers who are bringing their daughters and granddaughters to abort their children. And so the younger people can really reach that age group effectively. So So, and Jacqueline Smith, as I mentioned, is Youth for Life director, but she hasn't had the passion or the calling towards sidewalk counseling. She's directing Youth for Life. But she's brought Maria Graham into the program to put on sidewalk counseling trainings. So Maria does this, and she went to Franciscan University, and she ended up training hundreds of students at Franciscan to go over and sidewalk counsel at the abortion center in Philadelphia. Actually, it's Pittsburgh, across from Franciscan. So just all of that passion, we brought that back, and Maria Graham interned for us for summers. And so Jacqueline implemented something that we call SCAT, okay, which stands for Sidewalk Counseling All-Night Training for Youth. So we make it kind of like a lock-in, right. So it's really fun for youth because youth groups like to do this kind of thing. Exactly. And we start off on Friday night with dinner, and Maria is she's become known really kind of almost nationally as the sidewalk counseling trainer extraordinaire. And Maria puts on the sidewalk counseling training on Friday night for the youth, and then they go to bed, you know, one-ish, get up the next morning, go to church, and then go out to the abortion centers to observe our veteran sidewalk counselors there.
Right.
It's really the SCAT night is really for observation the first time, because it's their very first time to go out. But
now this is open to young people of what ages?
14 and up.
14
and up. Yes.
And do they have to be part of the Dallas Pro-Life Committee, like or Catholic, or
no? It is open. Anybody who wants to try to save a life and learn better how to defend life, and be there at the very point of death, the last line of defense.
So they would learn the principles, then they would observe it in action, and then when would they get a try at it?
Well, after they're done observing and they pray, they're always. The other thing that we do is we have sidewalk counselors, and most of them. In Dallas are women. They're women sidewalk counselors, and we don't want them to be out in front of the abortion centers alone.
Right.
They always need to be in twos. As it turns out, it's mostly women who are there to provide prayer support for the sidewalk counselors. You just have to have that. So when the youth go out, they're providing prayer support as they're observing, and then they go back and they discuss what they've learned.
Right.
What comes from that sometimes are a few. Like we may end up having 25 or so come and participate on a SCAT night. And there may be about 3 or 4 who get it. I mean, who feel the calling.
Right.
And those are the ones, typically junior seniors in high school, because SCAT is geared toward high school, who talk to us and say, you know, I really want to do this.
Right.
And
right.
Then we plug them in. We have a Convert to Life Sidewalk Counseling director who prepares the schedule every week for the 100 hours of coverage. And she will schedule interested youth to go to put on a time slot to go to the various abortion mills and you know, observe the various counseling, because all of them are unique and different in the way that they the way they're set up, the streets, how busy they are, how much access we have, and it's really a good experience for our youth to see that all six. And then they may end up feeling, because of where they live, if their parents need to drive them in, they may pick a particular one that they decide that they want to start coming out on a regular basis. And some of those end up becoming interns for us in the summer.
So if someone's interested, how could they register to, their son or daughter to go to a SCAT night?
Okay, we're actually having our next SCAT in Dallas on June 27th and 28th, Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th. And the information on SCAT is on our website, which is www.prolifedallas.org.
Prolifedallas.org.
They can also contact Jacqueline Smith, our Youth for Life director, at jsmith@prolifedallas.org.
Great.
So they can email a question.
And they can register. We are taking online registration for for SCAT, and they do have to have permission slip signed by their parents and medical, release form, all of those kind of things. Permission is real important. And, of course, we follow the church rules for a safe environment so that everyone comes and they're safe.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to talk about the other aspect of your youth training and look at how that works after just a quick break. So, friends, please stay with us as we continue talking with Karen Garnett of the Catholic Pro-Life Committee of Dallas.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
Now you can make a difference in the lives of the unborn for as little as $12. Make your donation today and we'll send you a copy of the pro-life masterpiece, Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. Vivid imagery and striking colors come together in a painting that captures the essence of eternal hope for the unborn. You'll help change the hearts and lives of people everywhere. Plus, you'll have a treasured piece of artwork that serves as a daily reminder of the beauty of precious living souls. Make your donation today.
Welcome back, friends. We're talking with Karen Garnett of the Catholic Pro-Life Committee of Dallas, and particularly the program that committee has for training young people in sidewalk counseling and in other dimensions of pro-life activism. So, Karen, tell us about the other part of your program.
Well, as I mentioned, we do take a group of youth every year to the March for Life. And it's a really, really important experience for them to witness with much larger numbers than what they experience right here in Dallas. And we have the peer ministry of going into the schools where youth are giving the talks to other youth. But our really big new initiative, and it'll be our third year to do this, we do this in conjunction with Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. There's a Catholics Respect Life group in Fort Worth, and we're Catholic Pro-Life Community in Dallas, and we joined forces to put on what we call a total pro-life immersion boot camp for youth. And it's just having wonderful success. The kids who are going on it are just really, really fired up. They're pumped. It's this year, it's coming up in July, and it's running from July 25th through July 30th. Mm-hmm. But the youth have the option of coming for the weekend only, the 25th, 26th, 27th, or coming for the entire boot camp from the 25th through the 30th. So there's a price difference in weekend or whole boot camp. And as I said, it's called a total pro-life immersion. And it's held on the campus of the University of Dallas in Irving. So it's on a college campus. So the kids, have an idea of getting away from the normal. They're not at a church, church hall or typical. They sleep in the dorms, so they're going on boot camp. And we put on a sidewalk counseling training. I mentioned Maria Graham. She trains the youth who come to boot camp on Friday night. And then several of the days of camp, they go and they pray at the abortion centers. And sometimes youth who feel ready will ask, can I try to help sidewalk counsel? And they'll do that right alongside a veteran sidewalk counselor. What's been amazing has been when some of our youth at the end of a SCAT night or following one of the days of boot camp, when the youth are out in front of the abortion centers and there's a turnaround.
Right.
And they just, yeah. For so many of these youth, it's their very first time to ever be in front of an abortion center in the first place. Never seen mothers going in to kill their children. And has a tremendous impact on them. But then when they experience SAVES, they are so fired up. So praying, we go to abortion centers in Dallas and Fort Worth. It includes service projects, going to the crisis pregnancy centers and doing some service projects there. We have a pro-life movie night. We have a pro-life skit night where the youth will put on skits. And there's a lot of education in the boot camp where we'll bring in expert speakers to talk to the youth and really immerse them in the gospel of life teachings.
Yes.
This summer, it's going to be focusing on Humanae Vitae and contraception issues. Last year, it focused more on bioethical issues, end-of-life issues. They've taught about the Terri Schiavo situation, and they brought in Father Tad Pacholczyk, who is a national expert on cloning and stem cell research, bioethical issues. And it's just life-changing for the kids. What's really exciting about it is it's co-sponsored by Dallas and Fort Worth, but we're really starting to get some national attention on this Youth for Life boot camp. Last year, we had a youth minister come in from Amarillo, and she brought several of her youth, and she said it was life-changing for her and for her youth. It just fired her up so much that she said she wants to bring a bus load of kids back this year. We had a youth come in from Fredericksburg, from San Antonio, and this year there's interest from St. Louis, Missouri, and also from Kansas City. So it's open, and you don't have to be Catholic. It's any youth, 14 and up, high school, who are really interested in learning more and being equipped.
Yes.
So, again, they go to the website to register for
this
also.
That's right, www.prolifedallas.org. And there is a price difference. If you register by June 30th, then there's a early bird registration fee. If it's after June 30th, then it goes up. And, again, you can register for the weekend or the week. It's limited to the first 100. So if you're interested in coming to boot camp,
get registered.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to mention, too, that Maria was on our Gospel Life program via film clips in the past.
Oh, yes.
And we did have showing her in action out there in front of the abortion mills along with Fonda. So we have highlighted the good, really baby-saving work and mom-saving, because every baby that's saved, a mom saved from being post-abortive.
Well, and that's another thing that's included in boot camp is a post-abortive testimonial, so the kids can hear about the pain and the devastation of the choice, and it really helps them to counsel other friends. And also, the last day of boot camp, one of the things they get to do that's very practical to helping a family is they give a baby shower for a Gabriel mom and her children.
Nice. That's nice. Well, thanks for all the work that you do and for the example that the committee is setting for the country in training our young people on this great cause. And thanks, Janet, for all that you're doing. And brothers and sisters, if you and I say the unborn should be protected, we are engaging in one of the greatest human rights causes of our day. But for these young people, what they are also saying is, I should have been protected when I was an unborn child. The motivation that comes from the awareness of being a survivor is providing a new strength to our movement that the pro-abortion forces can do nothing to counteract. Let's build on that motivation. Let's call our young people not to be the pro-life leaders simply of tomorrow, but to be pro-life leaders today. Go to prolifedallas.org for this information about what we've been talking about today. And also, we remind you of deathrow.com, R-O-E for Roe v. Wade, for more about abortion survivors. Now, please stay with us. We'll be back with our action segment.
There is a crisis in America. A Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome to our action segment. Janet, today we're going to give people the most powerful way that they can persuade someone that abortion is wrong.
That's right. You know, basically, abortion, the word has kind of lost its meaning. It kind of is, you know, really, most people don't really understand what an abortion is.
Well, they trivialize it in
exactly.
their minds.
And they also like to say that, oh, well, abortion only occurs in the first trimester or in the first few weeks of pregnancy. But what they have to realize is abortions are occurring in this country through all 9 months of pregnancy, unhealthy babies. And on our website, gospeloflife.com, we have the evidence. We have the pictures of aborted babies. And we know there is nothing that helps convert people to say abortion should be outlawed is to see these images.
Well, we know that from experience because we use these images. You know, it's amazing. Some people will say, well, you know, I don't know if these images really work. And usually the people who are saying that are ones that don't use them. We use them and we see every day the power of people who will come to the website, look at the pictures of the aborted babies and say, I was pro-choice up until a few minutes ago, so I started watching these pictures. So what we're saying is people should take action by challenging those with whom they may be debating the abortion issue to look at it and to say, have you ever seen an abortion? And if you haven't, go to our website, look, challenge them to look at those pictures. Sure. Or they can email the link, or they can download the photos, they can print them out. They can do any one of those things or more to get these images in front of the eyes of as many people as possible.
And then in addition to having the images of the actual aborted babies, we actually have from our friends at Nucleus Medical Arts. Now, this is a company that makes the medical diagrams of surgery
yes.
for court cases.
Yes.
And they have two procedures up there. It's the first trimester and second trimester abortion. And again, people don't realize what happens during an abortion. This is a simple diagram that they can order from us at gospellife.com. And the next time people say, oh, it's a simple little procedure, just a blob of tissue, take this medical diagram out and say that this is what we're talking about.
We will send those diagrams. They're in 8.5 by 11 form. We also have some large poster size versions of these diagrams. But we will send as many of these diagrams as people may want. The sky's the limit. If people can use, you know, thousands of them, we will make them available. Because the diagram is on one side of the 8.5 by 11 sheet, and on the other side are the words of abortionists themselves. Okay, not our words, yours or mine, but the words of abortionists themselves describing step by step these procedures. So that when people see the word dismemberment or decapitation, they know that that's not just the rhetoric of some pro-life fanatic. That's the wording used by the abortionists themselves who are performing these procedures legally.
That's right. And then in addition, we have another great resource. It's called The Procedure.
Yes.
And this is several chapters of a DVD. One chapter actually has a medical doctor describing the abortion procedure with fetal models and the actual instruments that we use during an abortion. And then another chapter shows another medical doctor doing a autopsy on an aborted baby, not doing it, but describing the child, how the child died, mm-hmm. from what type of an abortion, and so forth and so on. And this is a great resource, again, to help convince people the damage that is occurring to that unborn child during an abortion.
So, once again, having these available for one-on-one conversations, for email, for talks and presentations, for slides that one might want to show during a presentation. And, of course, you always warn the audience that they're about to see something that's very disturbing and very graphic. If people don't want to watch it, they can simply close their eyes or turn away. So we don't want to impose things on people that are going to shock or trouble them. But we hope people will watch, of course, because we have to see that we have to let these horrifying images disturb us enough that it prompts us into action to stop the violence.
That's right. I also encourage them to really use the internet to get this message out. A link to these pictures could be as a footer to all your email messages, a simple mm-hmm. challenge. Mm-hmm. And what people have to realize is when they click over, they're not immediately seeing that picture. They have to go through another click or two. So again, you're not forcing something on them, but it's a challenge to face what abortion really is.
Well, friends, let's take that challenge now and let's look at what abortion does to these babies.
You are looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion, haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. The Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.